Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Agent?
Well, Roy, I didn't know if you wanted to cover about dreams, if you wanted to talk about that. I like to share a dream that I had recently.
Would you go ahead and share with us?
Well, it was about, like, I don't know how many people have seen the movie Double Dragon, but they had two necklaces, and both necklaces were dragons. And they were gold, and they were split in half for both dragons to have. And when put together, it was a very powerful necklace, which gave them the ability to manifest what they wanted. And in my dream, I had a dream that I was holding the necklace, and I was able to make whatever wishes I wanted to come true. And it was very interesting because you were in the dream and my sister was in the dream, and I manifested a feast of food, which was really weird, and it was for everyone because everyone was starving. And it almost reminded me of the time when Jesus only had one bread, and he manifested enough bread for everyone to go around. So I think that's kind of what my dream was telling me, is that even though we feel like there's not enough to go around for everyone, there really is, because the universe will give us an infinite supply of abundance or anything that we want. And I think that's what my dream was telling me, Roy.
That's amazing.
What do you get from that interpretation?
Well, you know, all of us, you know, have doubts, you know, that we live in scarcity, you know, that there's not enough. But, you know, our dreams tell us that, you know, the universe is the one that provides us, you know, with the things that we need, you know, in this life. And that, you know, to remind us that we, you know, if we want to manifest something, that we can co-create, you know, whatever we desire. Main thing is we have to have faith and trust in the universe so that the universe could provide these things for us. And main thing is, you know, when you were talking about that necklace, you know, I'm getting a lot of that has to do, you know, with the twin flames also. It's almost like like a heart being cut in half, and it's going to join together, you know. And and this is, you know, part of the unity, you know, for the twin flame energy. And I think, you know, that's where we're all headed, you know, in order to get, so that we can go into ascension.
And that's funny you'd bring up the heart, because, you know, I was telling you about the movie Dragonheart. I was watching that, and how he took out the heart, a piece of his heart, and he put it in that human.
Yeah.
In his body. But it was interesting because when he put the heart inside of him, he turned evil, and he forgot the code of honor of the knight, which was kind of interesting, you know, how it turned him differently, you know. It was almost like he forgot everything.
That's amazing. And
we know
I
that
just wanted to
have a lot of ability too.
I wanted to let all our callers and listeners know out there that we're going to be having a host, we're going to invite a special guest on our show within the next couple of days, probably Tuesday night. And she is, her name is Elena Radford, and she's a shaman from Peru. And do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about her, Agent?
Well, we've known Elena for quite a while. I know that we met Elena in her home in Park City, Utah, and she did some past life regression on me, and she also did some energy healing. She's a very wonderful shaman. She has the ability to go into people's DNA. We know that she's able to access that part of people's energy field and make those corrections on a deeper level. And we know that she's a very gifted person and that she studied a lot with the Incas. And I know that we took some training, a little bit of training with her at the Dancing Cranes here in Salt Lake, having to do with the Celtic cross, which was really interesting. And
that was
the Inca
cross.
Yeah, the Inca cross. And
yeah,
we got to know some of the students. And I thought that was really interesting how we met Dee and Nathan. And Dee and Nathan were very gifted.
Right.
And each one of us had our own abilities that we would share with one another in her class. And she's such an amazing person, though. And another thing I'd like to mention, too, is that she's very connected to Gaia. Gaia was an ascended master. And Gaia is the mother. She's like the Mother Earth. And Asna is also... Gaia is kind of like the... She's the protector. And Asna is more of the mother earth. She's kind of like the watcher of the earth. So she's the one that cleanses it. And Gaia is more of the protector. So when we have, like, for an example, if we have something that's going on with the earth, then Gaia will take over and she will protect the earth and everyone in it. And she will protect it to the point where she will cause these natural disasters because we are damaging the earth. I mean, we're damaging the air. We're polluting the water. We're doing all kinds of horrible things to the earth. So this is her way of protecting the earth by cleansing it.
I just wanted to share something else. I was watching a video and it was in the video, it was showing where a lot of the light workers were sending a lot of light up into the universe, and it was causing like a web to surround the earth. And with this web, that's what's, you know, keeping a lot of, you know, peace, you know, and harmony, you know, on the earth. And protecting a lot. I'm sure, you know, Gaia has a lot to do with it. That's why it's important that, you know, a lot of people that are not in relationships, you know, that they should find their twin flame, because with the twin flame energy, that increases and helps protect, you know, the earth, because there's a lot of dark energy out there that wants to smother us and, you know, prevent us from remembering, you know, before we came to this reality. I just wanted to share that with you. And do we have any callers tonight, Agent?
Yes, we have a lot. We can go ahead and get with our callers.
Okay.
Start off with callers. Okay. Let's go ahead and start with the first caller from the 212 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, and what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Carmen. I'm from New York.
And again, we welcome you to our show tonight, Carmen. And how can we help you?
I'm struggling with some food addictions, and I was wondering if you could let me know why I'm still struggling with it, and what's the underlying cause, and how can I heal it?
You said you're dealing with a lot of addictions with food addictions or drug addictions?
Food.
With food?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I think that the best thing for you to do is me and Roy and our mentor, we're all hypnotists, and we would be happy to assist you in that. And Roy, did you want to explain how that can help her?
Well, we know that any kind of addictions is more of a belief system. And what we do as hypnotists is we help you to, you know, find out what your core issues are, you know, things that, you know, that at a young age, you know, that cause this. And then once we find out the cause of, you know, the problem, then we help you get past that, you know, any blockages that you might be having in your subconscious mind. Again, like Adrian says, as hypnotists, you know, that's what we do. So we invite you to go into our homepage for Blog Talk Radio, go into our webpage, and then give us a call or send us an email, and then we could go into a little bit more detail for you. And right now I'm getting, my guides are telling me that you've been trying to get through some emotions. And what are these emotions that you've been feeling?
I don't know what emotions, I guess fear.
Because it's almost like it's causing it, you know, causing confusion for you. Okay.
Let me check in my emotional chart on what's going on with your emotional body. And I just want to do a quick scan here to see what's going on. Okay, saying something about you've been envious or jealous of somebody.
Does this have to do with a family member?
I don't really feel that way.
Let me see is enough.
Have you had these addictions ever since you were younger?
Yes.
Okay.
It started when I was around 11 or something, or 12.
Around 11.
Do you have a sister?
Yes.
Okay, because it's saying something about when you were younger, there was a lot of envy and a lot of jealousy.
Not on my part.
It could be coming from your sister then, but are you twins?
No, she's almost 18 months older.
Okay. There's an attachment, like an accord of some sort that's causing like an emotional ripple effect between you and your sister. That's what I'm picking up.
Well, I'm not talking to my sister right now. And she's very mean and she's not very friendly. So I had to set some boundaries, and ever since I set some boundaries, she doesn't like it, so she doesn't really talk to me anymore.
Was she doing this to you at a young age also?
At a young age, she was manipulative, yeah. She was manipulating and how do you call it? She was using things against me, like...
Did she used to instigate a lot of the problems?
She used a lot of things against me to gain love from my parents, I guess.
Yeah.
It was like using things against me, just information that was, you know, you would just, how do you call it, blackmail me, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's where all the emotional.
See, what my guides are telling me, this is when it all started, when you were younger, because of the feelings that you were having between you and your sister. It was suppressing a lot of, hard feelings in your DNA, you know, in your cells.
Well, they were always gossiping about how not good I was and how.
Yeah.
How old, not this, not that, and how I'm not like her, how I'm not...
Mm-hmm.
So I just basically didn't like that. Yeah, I locked myself up in my room and was miserable and had no friends. And then the food was there. My dad was telling me I was gaining weight, and I don't remember I was, but he saw me and he was like, I was turning into a teenager, and he thought I was gaining weight, but my body was changing, so he started to be weird about my body, and now I can't just, every time I move forward, now I'm like, I can't move forward. Why even bother trying? Maybe I'm just supposed to be something else. I don't know. Why bother? Because I'm being sucked back down, you know, maybe not in the worst place that I started at, but it's healing, but it's going slow, which is fine with me, you know, as long as I'm moving forward.
You know, my guides are telling me right now that you need to look at this in a different way.
Yeah.
Because right now, you're not getting any clarity, you know, it's almost causing a lot of, you know, it's almost like you don't know which way to turn.
Yeah, because I turned to this person that I thought could help me. She's helped me many times before, but that wasn't powerful enough. That's not powerful enough anymore. It worked until a certain extent.
Right.
After that, it stopped working, so I need something else now to give me that, or to power.
Well, what's happened is you've given your power away, and you need to take that back.
I've given it to my addiction, I guess.
Well, you know, these people who say that you wouldn't, you know, do this or do that, or you wouldn't amount to this or amount to that or whatever. You know, you.
Yeah, well, that's
can't.
What I'm feeling now. I feel like, if I don't return back to where my parents would live, then I'm probably going to be failing here in the U.S.
Yeah.
That's my fear. It's my fear.
Main thing is you have to. You know, forgive yourself first, have more love for yourself, and then forgive those that, you know, have done this, you know. And that way the universe is going to, you know, send you, you know, the kind of, where you have more love for yourself, more happiness, you know, all the things, the positive things that you need in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you need
to be around a lot more positive people. You've been around a lot of negative people.
Well, I'm trying to establish relationships, and then they're just very unavailable people. You know, they're there one minute and disappear, and then when I tell them like how I feel, this girl, she started getting mad. She said, I didn't disappear. I told you I was busy. And I'm like, you know, you are busy, but I felt like you disappeared and we talked about it, but then she got really angry at me. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, that's scary too. And I don't want friends like that. I just want friends that don't disappear on me when they're busy, you know.
And only attract the ones that, you know, are willing to, you know, be there to help
yeah.
you, you know, to support you, to, you know, give you inspiring words, you know, to make you
exactly.
feel, you know, of light, you know.
Exactly. And not just like when I give so much love and attention and invest in my friendship with them, you know, then it hurts me a lot. And then when they disappear and they come back, and it's nice that we can talk about it and everything, but of course I'm going to have a wall up. I'm going to have a boundary there. Like, I'm not going to completely open myself up to the same person anymore because that hurts my feelings.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not to say that they're a bad person at all, but, you know, I think I know what a true friendship is. It's not a clingy type of thing, but...
Right.
You just know that they're present with you, for you, you know, and you know, it's just been very hard, and but until recently, I'm meeting new people now, and I'm
yeah.
collecting new experiences, so
yeah.
I just feel like a lot of people are not on my frequency, they're just not.
Right. Adrian, what else do you have to share with her?
Well, I just wanted to mention that I think we've talked to you before about relationships because your voice sounds familiar to me. And I know
yes.
I was asking you before, I was asking you, you know, I was telling you before that you should be in a relationship because it would help to get through with what you're going through. And I think that when you do, like, my intuition's telling me that you're going to start eating better, you're going to be a lot happier with yourself, and it's somebody there knowing that you can depend on, that can actually share their life with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like somebody in my neighborhood. I just haven't seen him to connect with him. I'm seeing people that look like him, but not him yet right now. So, I mean, I have to be open to other men, and I am. But so far, I haven't really attracted one yet.
Yeah. And that's because you have a lot of core issues that you need to get past.
Yeah.
And you need to do more meditation. Like Roy says, you need to be around positive people, positive things. Listen, I mean, do some affirmations. And I don't
yeah.
know if you do affirmations, but sometimes a lot of people do, and that don't work for them. So it
no,
just
I
depends
do,
on
I,
what you resonate with.
Yeah, I know. I do a lot of different clearing things and stuff. So definitely working with good people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
well, my guides are saying that you're on the right path. Continue to stay on the path that you're on right now. But you need to let go. You need to let go of whatever you felt in the past. Because if you don't cut those ties, you're just going to keep dragging that into the future with you.
Yes, I will work
okay.
on that week.
Okay. Okay, we need to go to the next caller now. And we hope
right.
that we were able to help you, you know, with the information that we provided for you.
You can later.
Okay. And go into our webpage, you know, send us, you know, you could call us or send us an email, and we'd gladly talk to you a little bit longer. Let's go ahead with the next caller now.
858 area, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Anne, and I'm calling from California.
Hello, Anne, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and how are you both?
Good, good. And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm a little bit down today. You know, for several weeks we broke up with my friend, the gentleman that I was dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could look in your cards if he will reconcile with me, or what do you feel here?
Adrian, what are you getting?
Roy, did you want to look in the shadow cards this time?
Just one second. I'm having a little problem with that. I need you to go ahead and... Okay, here we go.
Do you want me to answer?
Okay, here we go. I'm getting, you know, from the shadow cards, these are, what these cards are, they're a tool for self-reflection and revealing the unconscious mind. And what they do is they connect more with the subconscious mind. But what I'm getting that you're beginning to feel like, you know, with this, was this the right person for you? You know, was this...
Yeah, and actually, yeah, so we had a little discussion, and for some reason he gets very upset, and he stopped talking to me since that time.
Now, do you feel that this is the only person that you can have a relationship with?
No, I'm open to other people, but unfortunately, you know, not everybody has some qualities that I'm looking for.
Because my guides are telling me that you need to move on.
Do you feel that this person has the same chemistry as you?
I don't know. So you feel that he doesn't have chemistry to me, or?
I feel he does. But I feel like he doesn't really know what he wants right now.
I felt the same, honestly, and that's why I talked to him to figure out what he wants to do, and he just decided not to talk to me after that.
I mean, when I was looking up your connection with this person with my pendulum chart,
mm-hmm.
it was indecision, and that means that your connection with him is very weak. And
yeah, it's very weak at this time. So will he reconnect with me, or? Huh?
His focus is off of you right now.
His what?
His focus is off of you right now.
Yes, and it's been a while, several weeks, he doesn't even bother to talk to me.
But that doesn't mean it can't change.
Well, if it will change, do you see any future for us? Because I don't know if I should pursue this relationship.
My guides are saying that in this relationship, that, you know, I don't know what exactly you wanted from this relationship, but were you feeling like this relationship would help you and feeling more like something new for you, you know, a new
growth?
No,
I wanted more steady relationship with this person, and I don't know if that's what he wanted, so.
Mm-hmm.
But he even didn't discuss anything. He didn't want to discuss anything. He just stopped the conversation.
Well, I feel that it's like he really wants a relationship, but
mm-hmm.
something inside of him keeps stopping him, and he's really indecisive right now, and you need to give him some breathing room to really think about.
Well, it's been a whole month breathing room, so how long time do you think he will be in this state? Because a whole 1 month is a long time to give a break to someone.
Well, sometimes it could take longer than a month, you know. It just depends on how long you want to wait for him, you know. but
it's not that they're waiting.
Have you been feeling sort of anxious?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not at all. I just don't. If someone doesn't want to talk to you for a whole month.
You know, you were just telling Adrian that, you know, it should have happened within the month. Well, sometimes it takes a little bit longer than that.
Yeah, it does.
You know. So, I'm getting that you were feeling anxious.
Well, I just wanted to know if the person will change his mind and decide to reconnect with me, or I should forget about this person completely.
Part of it depends on, you know, what do you want, you know, or do you have the patience, you know, to wait, you know, for him, or do you choose to, you know, almost like you're banging your head against the wall.
It's not that I'm waiting for him, but still, I live my life, but, you know, I wonder if there will be any closure or anything.
I mean, do you, have you talked to him a lot by phone?
No, not really. Again, he cut all the communication a month ago, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Because my guides are telling me that you just feel like you're not getting through. To him. And it's causing you to feel, you know, like almost like you're wasting your time.
Yeah, I was feeling that I was wasting my time because I didn't know what is on his mind, and he was not very communicative, and it was like playing of the in the silent movie, no game. No
mm-hmm.
one talks. No one says anything, so I didn't like that.
Just mention about that. He's at a stage in his life right now where he's making some decisions, and you caught him at a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things that he needs to get done. He needs to get cleared. And if he doesn't get it cleared, then you could be waiting a long time for him.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what I didn't want. I didn't want to wait for a long time, and I just wanted some clarification on this situation.
But I do see it working out. I just see you waiting a long time, and I really know that you don't want to wait. And that, like Roy says, if you're not willing to wait, then you need to move on.
Yeah.
When you say that I may need to wait, how long time will be this wait?
I mean, it could be 2 months. It could be 3 months. Yeah.
Mm.
It could be some quiet time, you know, for him to decide what he's doing.
Okay. Well, thank you both.
The main thing is you have to make that final decision. You know, do you tell them to move on? So that, you know, you could move on? Or do you continue to, you know...
No, I think that he prefers not to communicate, so it's better probably not to say anything. If he
mm-hmm.
doesn't want to say anything, he doesn't want to close this door, and he doesn't want to keep it open either, so I don't know what he wants. But if he doesn't say anything, I don't want to say anything either.
So then the best thing to do now is just... You know, to go your way, and he goes his way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's probably best.
I just wanted to share that with you, and we need to go ahead and move on to the next caller now, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much again.
Thank you, and for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Blessings to you both.
All right. Thank you.
Let's go to the 619 area.
Hi, Roy and Adrian and Steve.
How you doing, Steve?
Good, good. I'm just listening. I didn't have a question.
No questions tonight?
No questions.
And how's everything? I mean, how's your business? I mean, how are you doing?
Oh, hanging in there. You know, ups and downs, up and down, like everybody else.
Yeah. And what do you feel Obama has in store for us?
Well, I'm very disappointed.
We're off the air right now, so whatever you say.
I'm very disappointed that he signed the Monsanto thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very against that.
I'm kidding.
Very against the genetically modified organisms in our foods and things. Yeah, I'm very upset about that.
Yeah. It seems like, I told Adrian, it looks like things are falling into place for what they do have planned for us.
Oh, my God, I hope not.
Well, it's almost like it's so, I mean, you keep hearing this and hearing that, but it seems like, you know, that's the way it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with this gun ban and everything.
But we do want them to do background checks. I mean, that's the reason for what he, that I do agree with, you know.
Yeah. But if anything, you know, they need to help people, you know, that have these mental problems. I mean, anything can become a weapon.
Oh yeah.
It's the intention behind the weapon. And we know that a lot of people are on medication. You know, there's more suicides now than there's ever been. You see, we're being affected by a lot of things.
Okay. You know what? If you don't mind, I guess I would like whatever message the guides have for me, what they think I need to know. I would like to hear something.
Okay. Adrian, what are you getting?
Well, I'm picking up, Roy, that you should do the shadow cards on him.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to be interesting.
what are these shadow cards all about?
Just so I happen to have a shadow card out right now. And what I'm showing right here is called the ball and chain.
Okay.
And it's almost like you've been dragging some kind of emotion or issue or even a relationship.
It's probably my job.
Yeah. And it's making you feel, it's holding you back and making you feel trapped.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. But what's interesting about these shadow cards, Steve, is they go directly into your unconscious mind.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're very powerful. You know, we learned about them a while back, and it's just one of our tools that we use.
Mm-hmm.
But what it's saying is, it's interesting. It says, what's the ball? What am I learning from this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the ball and chain.
Right.
So you have to know what the ball is and what are you learning from it.
Okay.
So, you know, you don't have to tell us, but this, you know, gives you an idea of, you know, what's holding you back.
Okay.
Okay. And Adrian, what are you you're getting for Steve?
Well, I'm kind of getting, you know, that it's like that saying goes, you know, you're the one that holds the ball. You're the one that has to make the decision.
Okay.
And it kind of leaves you in that, you know, state of awareness where it kind of opens up your awareness. Like, you know, like, I don't know, like maybe it has to do with your love life. Like they're throwing the ball to you and you're just kind of indecisive about, what am I going to do with the ball when I get it?
Right, right.
You know, you're in that situation.
Okay,
I pulled the second card, and it says, what part of you needs completion?
All right.
And it's called the lit candle.
All
right. It says it's shedding light and inner
okay.
wisdom.
Yes.
Illuminating the issue. And it says the candlelight casts a shadow. How can I illuminate my unconscious?
Okay.
And what are you feeling from these?
Well, it's, to me it means that there's the subconscious is running the show, and I need to get deeper into what my motivations are and what's holding me back. It might be deeper than what I'm aware of.
Yeah.
And I have been spending the day actually releasing any fears I have about moving forward. Spent a lot of time in that, doing that today, so. Synchronicity.
Yeah, yeah. We know that, and I've always told Adrian that energy don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our conscious mind does, but energy don't lie.
Right, right.
It's almost like, have you ever done those muscle testing where they have you raise your arm?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the body knows what it needs. You know, the spirit knows what it needs. But the conscious mind don't know what it needs.
Right, right.
Adrian, do you have anything else for him?
I just wanted to mention that I feel like that you've been going through a huge transformation since this year, since, you know, last year. And I feel like a lot of these changes have been really hard for you in the business decision
mm-hmm.
world, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of what I've been feeling.
And that's interesting that you would bring that up, because I pulled another card, and it's called the cash register. That there's been some money issues on the path. There's an obstacle, an empty self-worth and value, an issue of self-worth and an empty obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can I bankroll my journey?
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't that interesting? It's all, like you say, synchronicity.
Could you explain that again, Roy, what you said about the self-worth and that stuff?
An issue of self-worth is an empty obstacle.
Empty obstacle. Hmm.
Yeah. And what do you get from that?
I don't know what that means, an empty obstacle. That's what has me confused.
You know, sometimes we place too much value on something that really don't have value.
Okay.
I mean, that's what my guides are telling me. You know, it's empty. You know, there's really, it don't really hold no value. But we tend to place value on something.
Okay.
And a lot of
and
it is...
I think
is,
that has a lot to do with money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we know for a fact that our money's really not worth nothing.
Right.
Because there's no gold that's backing that. And as the Federal Reserve keeps printing out more and more monopoly money, I mean, it's going to get to a point where there is not going to be no more money. We're going to go to a whole new money system.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Exactly.
You know how are people going to deal with that?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and I just wanted to share that with you. You know, that's, you know, my intuition, you know, tell me. And me and Adrian's talked about this many a times. Yeah.
It's going to be a hard one.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but it's going to all come down to, you know, who do you serve?